Welcome back. Welcome back to the Union Gospel Mission Telethon on CCO Radio, the only number you need to know, 952-858-8300. Whatever dollar amount you can donate would be very welcome right now. We're coming down to the wire. If you've been thinking about this, noodling the idea of making a donation, making a difference, we need to hear from you now.
And now's your time because there's a 4-to-1 match all hour. It is an anonymous donor.
Explain that, 4-to-1. What is that?
You know I don't do math. You're the scientist.
No.
I give you $1. They donate three more. So I guess up to four.
So it's like fishes in the loaves, right?
Right. Like I give you $25 and then the 100 gets donated.
Wow.
One, two, three, four. I think.
You're using your fingers.
This is why I don't do math. This is why I do radio, not math. But here are the numbers that I do know. 952-858-8300. Because for the next hour, there's a 4-to-1 match. All hour. An anonymous donor. Somebody who knows how much the mission means. How much the mission does. That it takes people who have tried to commit suicide, and it makes them, it remakes them, it reinvents them into productive members of society. That's what the mission does.
Do you remember when you visited Union Gospel Mission in St. Paul? I remember my tour, and they walk into that big all-purpose room. It's sort of an auditorium, and they said, you know, we do training in here, but this is also church.
And it's also where the beds are stacked.
Right, when they need them. For the overflow, and, you know, 400, 500 people. I mean, the need is greater than ever. But I love the fact that it's spirit-based, it's faith-based. And they're really trying to help people on their journey, help them heal physically and also emotionally, mentally, spiritually, and get to where they want to be. And people know when you come in, you have to want to get better.
Because it's hard work. That is hard work right there. In this next hour, you're going to hear some terrific stories. You'll hear the story of Damien, who is here tonight. He is currently living at the mission. He is taking our picture. He has a glow about him that you should come down to the Mall of America so you can meet Damien in person, because his glow is infectious. His smile is infectious. You're going to hear his story, which you won't believe, because the man and the story don't match, because the man has been remade. So you're going to come in here. Please listen. You want to hear Damien's story. Our phone number is 952-858-8300. Now is your time. I know you probably just got in your car from work. It's the gift-giving season. Start off with this gift, because it's the gift that keeps on giving. $20 every month will earn you a MyPillow. We're going to send you MyPillow if you sign up for $20 every month as a recurring gift. $1.96 provides a meal and care at the Union Gospel Mission Twin Cities. They do magic with the money that you give them, because they make those dollars go a long way. $10, 5 meals and care. You know what $10 is? That's your allowance. That's 2 coffees. Well, my kid's allowance, at least, you know, but that's 2 coffees for you. $20, 10 meals and care. 10 meals and care. That is setting somebody on the path for a new life right there.
391,000 meals just last year. And again, a reminder, they don't take any state funding. There's no federal funding. They rely on your generosity, on your big heart. Here's a chance for an early Thanksgiving gift. If you've had a good year, if you've had a good life, you know,
if you've had a crappy year, this will make you feel better.
Absolutely.
I'm about to kind of annoy some people in their car, but hey, Siri, call 952-858-8300.
Hey, Alexa, 952-858-8300.
Okay. I do get a little disheartened when I see the volunteers who are so generous and so kind and so wonderful in spirit not busy. We want to keep their little hands working. We want to keep them busy. And I do see them, most of them, being busy. Our volunteers have come from all over. Corporations donate the time. They're from CCO Radio. They're from the mission. They're from just folks from Northfield who just think it was a great idea to come. So we're very grateful to have them. But keep them busy. There's one phone line currently open at 952-858-8300.
This is an amazing organization. Yeah, and again,
tell me more about your time when you went there, because I know I was really affected by they have this giant, I'm going to call it a closet. Did you visit that place where they keep all the clothes clothes get donated.
I did not see that.
I'll post a picture of it on social media because they take in clothes. They get clothes donated, suits, socks, blankets, robes, whatever the men need. And it's a warehouse, and I'm amazed at the clothing that comes through there. But you can see everything from people who are in such dire need of clean underwear to those who are trying on a new suit to go for a job interview.
Right.
So, I mean, it really takes you to that low. Like, you don't have socks when you come to the mission. Some people don't. And you can walk out with a suit for a job interview. Think of the transformation.
And, again, if a lot of people have substance abuse issues, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. there are mental health issues.
Sure.
And you have to want to get better. You can't keep using when you're at Union Gospel Mission. You have to make a commitment, a pact with yourself and with UGM that you want to clean up.
Mm-hmm.
And I was impressed with the job skills, the training. I mean, they're really doing
Amazing.
Everything in their power to get these men and women
mm-hmm.
back up to speed.
That's right. Families, they reunite. I mean, one of the things, I'm going to give you the number again in case your Siri didn't call in the car, 952-858-8300. Again, you have an anonymous match, 4-1 for the whole hour. So if you could just got in the car, please be part of this incredible radiothon that we have today. But one of the most special things, in my opinion, that I learned when I went there, Paul, and I encourage everybody to go for a tour, just see mm-hmm. what they do there, because we were so affected by our tours. They work on reuniting you with your family. Because even if they get you clean, even if they get you your GED, when they turn you back into this harsh world, who do you need? You still need your people. And if you are estranged from your family because of drug use or because of past bad deeds, you have to learn how to get back on that path. And they work to build those relationships. That is God's work right there.
Absolutely. Relationships and also coping skills. Knowing that, I mean, even when you graduate, when you get back out into the world, you're mm-hmm. going to have some down days.
Sure.
You're going to have rough days.
Life's hard.
Everybody has rough days.
Life's hard.
But now you're armed with coping skills mm-hmm. so that you don't have to become despondent, depressed. You don't have to, you know, take drugs to get that temporary high. You've got a nonstop high going on when you graduate UGM, a natural high. The other thing that struck me, Jor, was the people. When you start a company, for you to have a prayer of success,
mm-hmm.
you have to surround yourself with smart people,
That's
capable
sure.
people, passionate people. And I was impressed with the staff.
Yes.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
you know, they're not mm-hmm. just, they're not phoning it in.
Nope.
They're not punching a clock. They genuinely, and you can see when you talk to these people, they care about these students
mm-hmm.
that they're trying to nurture and trying to help.
They know they're building communities, and you can help build too. I know you're in your car, maybe you just got out of work. Join us in our mission to build stronger communities with the Union Gospel Mission. 952-858-8300. There is a 4-1 match. You give a dollar, they get four. You give 25, they get 100. Make sure it happens. 4-1 match. 952-858-8300.
And what's cool about this match, it was an anonymous mm-hmm. donor. They don't need the recognition.
Nope.
They're going to get plenty of satisfaction knowing mm-hmm. That they stepped up and helped. And what we ask of you today, right now, this moment is for you to step up. It might be $10, might be $100.
It's good.
Whatever you can
Thank
give,
you.
There will be a return on investment. Mm-hmm. You're going to help somebody out, and you're going to feel a lot better in the process.
952-858-8300. 952-858-8300. Let's take a quick break. When we get back, you will hear the story of Dustin, another success story. Stay tuned to CCO. Hey, Siri, call 952-858-8300. Alexa, call 952-858-8300. Hey, you, call 952-858-8300. Jordana and Paul at Mall of America. I have one phone line open, 2, 3, 4. That's 5, 6. That is 6 too many. 952-858-8300. 8300. Now is your chance to make a difference. We got a 4-1 match till 5 p.m. You can do it.
Please, it's time to step up. If you're thinking about doing this, don't delay.
Mm-mm.
Give us a call now. Right. Whatever your heart leads you to donate, to give.
You're going to get home. You're going to start making dinner. The kids are going to need something. It's going to get busy. This is your moment to know that you are giving a gift and saving a life, literally saving a life. We have heard all of these men sit up here with us and tell us they attempted suicide, and they are now living productive lives because of Union Gospel Mission. Our phone number is 952-858-8300. 4-1 match for the hour.
$20 a month, which when you think about it, just forego one
couple
of those fancy cups of coffee here a couple of days a month.
Little tchotchke you buy your kid in line at Target, you know.
$20 a month commitment, and you get a free MyPillow.
That's true.
As a thank you.
$20 or more, you get a free MyPillow.
So your Christmas is all taken care of.
Done. Chat box checked.
All right. Jura, we've been talking about transformed lives here all day on CCO. People whose lives have been touched and made far better by those folks working at UGM. Dustin has been staying at the Union Gospel Missions Men's Campus in St. Paul. In a little more than a year, his life has gone from the brink of ending to a promise of better times for him and others.
Dustin John Kohanic. I'm from Coon Rapids originally, born and raised in Minneapolis, kind of all around. It started obviously with me drinking. I never was a really big drinker. It only started to evolve more when I turned 21. So a lot of the GA money that I got every month went towards alcohol. Actually, all of it went towards alcohol. I started going into ketoacidosis. And then I would drift off into like an induced coma. And it would only be for a couple of days. And then it got to the point where I got so sick at one point, and I kind of knew that I was, first of all, I was going to die. There was no ifs, ands, or buts about it. I was going to die. I was on my way to death. I was already dead inside. There was no soul. I wanted to die every day, waking up every day wanting to die. I had to change something. And so I eventually got into the program. I remember for the first few weeks, I didn't want to be here. Because obviously I was going through withdrawal, and I wanted to drink. But after the first few weeks, it started to become easier and easier. And this place here it saved my life. I began to believe in something that's greater than me and greater than any person on this earth. During the time in this program, I acquired my GED. Now I'm going to college. And things are easier. I don't have to fight it anymore. I don't have to fight anything anymore. I'm thinking like more hour to hour instead of day to day. I don't worry about what's in the future. I concentrate on and what can I do to help the next suffering man. From waking up wanting to die to now, I have a smile on my face, and it's an awesome feeling. It gives me goosebumps just thinking about it, because I woke up wanting to die. And now I wake up wanting to help, and that's an awesome feeling for me.
Wow.
Just amazing.
Just speechless after you hear these stories.
Wow. Makes you want to dial the phone.
Total transformations.
952-858-8300. That's what happens at Union Gospel Mission. That's what your $1.96 or your $10 or your $20 or $50, or thanks to Dwayne, your $500 donation. Dwayne and Blaine, thank you for this incredible, incredible donation. This a 4-1 match. That's $2,000. Dwayne and Blaine, thank you so much for this. This is incredible. Thank you, Dwayne.
And I want to thank Gene Whipp. Gene Whipp, who lives in Rogers, a loyal CCO listener.
And a big fan of yours. Stop being so shy about it.
No, I don't know about that. But, Gene, thank you, and God bless you. $1,000, which now becomes $4,000.
Wow, amazing. Amazing.
Wow. Thank you, Gene.
Look, this is your time. You know, you're only going to be in the car for so long. You only have a little bit more time to donate. We're off the air at 7. Our phone number is 952-858-8300. It is a 4-1 match. I believe that's been our biggest match. It's certainly our biggest match since we've been on the air. So your dollars go to four times what you're going to donate. So now is the time.
Absolutely. And there's still too many people twiddling their thumbs. Too many volunteers.
Emily looks bored back there.
They
Devin,
look lost.
Sit down and answer the phone. They have to be busy. I think we lost Grant. I hope he's not stealing things from the stores at Mall of America. When he's not busy on the phone, he might steal stuff. So that's why you need to call right now. 952-858-8300. Help keep Grant out of jail. He will go to prison for shoplifting if you don't call right now. 952-858-8300. We got to take a break. Look, I'm just the messenger.
You know we're on the air.
It happens.
This is not rehearsal.
It could happen. It's 5:32. We have some more incredible stories.
Damien's coming up.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Right here on CCO. Hey, Siri, call 952-858-8300.
Jory, you should stop that.
No. I shouldn't.
This is a public health hazard.
People are in their car, and they don't want to stop. So if their phone is plugged in, I'm just making it easier for them to give. Hey, Siri, call 952-858-8300 because they want to give, but we got to keep them safe. Paul, I'm astounded. I'm humbled. I'm filled with gratitude by people's generosity. The man last hour who gave $20, he was on disability.
Yep.
He's elderly, but he wanted to help. So he gave $20, and I am equally astounded by Michael in Vadnais Heights with a $500 gift. Equally astounded by Marvin in Forest Lake with a $1,000 gift.
Wow.
And then a huge thank you to Peter in Carver with a $2,500 gift.
Wow.
And Robert, if you were here from Annandale, I would hug you for your $3,000 gift. All amazing.
Man.
Amazing. All of which are quadrupled because we have a 4-1 match this hour for up to 20 from an anonymous donor. Now, I don't do math on this show, so if you added that all up and then quadrupled it, it's a whole load of money, and that's what we need to keep people safe here.
Jordana, so often the news these days is pretty bleak. It's pretty rough.
Oh, brutal.
But this event particularly reaffirms my faith, our faith in humanity. Mm-hmm. People are good.
For sure.
And people want to help other people.
For sure.
Here's your chance to step
for
up.
For sure. And I'm so happy to introduce our next guest, Damien is currently a student, but we had, Carl was up here before, and he was talking about you as an inspiration to him, even though Damien's another student. But what I say about these men when I meet them, and the Mission Helps Women and the Mission Helps Kids and all that, but when these men come on stage with us, they have a glow. They have a lightness. They float. They have an energy that is unlike regular mortals like us because they have been given a second chance at life, and they know it. Every day we wake up, we get a second chance, but they know it and they value it. So they glow. And I'm so happy to have you here live,
absolutely,
Damien, to tell us your story.
Absolutely. I'm honored.
So share that with us. We have it on tape. We'll give you all the goods, I promise, in the next hour. But you're here live. How did you come to the mission, sir?
You want to know the last days or what?
Well, I mean, look, it's only a 4-hour show, so I'm not sure that we have all the time to get you. But no, what was your low and what brought you to the mission?
It was the low. I think the biggest thing was, outcast. Drinking cut me down. I had some long strength of sobriety early in my life. I started at age 20. My father was blessed enough to pass on, you know, the possibility that I may be afflicted with the same illness. And he was able to give me an opportunity, and I went out to California, and I got sober and stayed sober. I was 20 years old. I was literally hopeless of falling down drunk at that age. But when we don't do the things that we're supposed to be doing and stay with around the people that reminds us what it is that we need to be doing on a daily basis, then, yeah, I was at one of those moments. It had been about 17 years dry, and I was down in Tijuana, Mexico, and that was the story. One of the coworkers said, hey, you've been sober for 17 years. You can have one.
Yeah.
What's going to happen to you? And that's what I did. I had one. And that one turned in over 12 years out there struggling, in and out, doing it only for, you know, the family, doing it only for everybody else in reference to what it was of trying to keep people at bay, not dealing with what I needed to finally deal with, which is the one separation that I had. And we'll get to that. But them final days was, it was dark. My sister came out to, I was living down in Minneapolis. I was working at the second largest bank in the world. All I had to do was show up. Great job. My sister took me in. Hey, all you have to do is get a job, go to meetings, get a sponsor, you know, stay around the fellowship, get your life back in order, and get reunited with your family and friends and get your life back on track. Well, I did that for a period of time, and that's all I did. Got the sponsor, didn't do the work. Went to the meetings. You can be in the meeting and not be in the meeting. Showed up at the meetings, got my little slip sign, trying to prove to my sister, hey, I'm going to meetings, doing all of the things as a show that I'm doing recovery. That's not what was going on. You know, as soon as I had the opportunity, I moved out of my sister's house, moved down to downtown Minneapolis, got my own apartment. That was the story. So I was sober for it was probably about 18 months specifically. It was about 18 months. And went to the store. Got the job in February, literally in February, and I'd used up all of my time because of drinking. There were days where they were so dark where I did not know whether it was either day or night when I looked up. By the time the end came, there was absolutely no one. Family had already abandoned me, friends, no job. When you're talking about hopeless and despair, I was at the epitome of the bottom, eating out of trash cans. Being the guy that was going in to pretend that I was a good Samaritan trying to help people to grab their trays and take them out and whatever food or scraps that they had on theirs, I would put that in my pocket and I would go outside and I would eat that. That was my nourishment. After that, it got to the point where I could not steal, so I wasn't going to jail. I was too fearful of going to jail. So it got to me sleeping outside. They had already changed the locks. I'd already gotten served the eviction notice. Once I got served the eviction notice, I only had so much time, but I kept holding on for the hope of hope that somehow, some way, somewhere, someone would come and help me. But there was no help. So I was sleeping in the across the street from Teen Challenge. There's a bathroom, and I slept on that bathroom because I could not get into the apartment. They had changed the locks on the doors downstairs, so I could only piggyback off of one of the neighbors to go inside and to be able to get a shower if it was going to be a cold shower, and there was no food. So then it got to the point where the final day was coming, which was February the 20th. So on February the 19th, the decision had to be made. What was I going to do? So I had to make the decision of 4 socks, 4 pair of pants, 4 shirts, whatever coat that I possibly had at the time, and a suitcase and a backpack is all I had. And then it finally got to me that this was it. I am now homeless. There is no one coming to help me. So the gravity of the situation finally hit me, and I finally hit my knees. And this was the moment where I literally called out to God, and I asked God to please help me. Help me. And in that moment, God literally answered at that moment.
You're hearing Damien's story. We want to hear more of it. Damien got help from the Union Gospel Mission. It is your opportunity to help men like Damien. The phone number is 952-858-8300. Now is your moment to help Damien in his. hear the rest of his story when we get back and make the call. 952-858-8300. 952-858-8300.
Yep.
952-858-8300. If you will listen to Damian's story, you will pick up the phone. Thank you again for sharing, Damian.
You got it.
When we left off, he was in his worst moment where he knew he was going to be homeless. What happened then, Damian?
I grabbed a pair of pants. Once I grabbed a pair of pants, a phone fell out. Once that phone fell out, I had to charge it. Once I charged the phone, first phone number in there was my sponsor that I had originally that was out in Maplewood. I picked up the phone at the neighbor's house, used his phone because my service was gone. He let me use it. Lanny answered the phone. He said, "Damian, you're still alive." I said, "Yeah." He said, "Where are you at?" I let him know what my situation was, the gravity of it. He asked me if I could spend the night where I was. Was it going to be safe? I told him yes. The next day, he said, "I will come and get you at 9 a.m. He asked me if I knew about CRC, that's Christ Recovery Center, which is part of the Union Gospel Missions umbrella. I told him no. He said, "Don't worry about it. We're taking you there." He took me there the next morning. I had my first breakfast that I had not eaten in over 3 weeks. He took me down to Union Gospel Mission, took me to the Christ Recovery Center. Once I got inside, there was nothing but fellowship. Pictures that were on the wall, guys that had looked like they had what I wanted. They looked like they have accomplished joy, things that I had not had in my life, happiness. They spread that. And since I've been there, they've done nothing but miracles. I had not been in school for almost 38 years. I finally went back because of the first lie that I ever told on job applications that I had my GED. I had not been to school for 38 years. Union Gospel Mission provided me the opportunity to do and get my GED as of October the 19th.
To help Damian's recovery, 952-858-8300. You have an opportunity to help Damian right now. 952-858-8300.
Thank you, Damian.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Jordana.
I'm excited.
We have a new subtotal with only 1 hour left. What?
952-8500. Call now.
$291,938.
Woo!
Thank you to our listeners. Thank you to our volunteers. One more hour to make a difference. We want to hear from you.